Boeing spins a WTO finding as a victory. The FAA officially opens comments on new crew rest rules. And NATA repeats a warning that Part 135 is different. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, September 17th, 2010. Boeing has released a statement in response to public reports indicating that the World Trade Organization has issued a confidential interim ruling rejecting the vast majority of Europe's claims of illegal U.S. subsidies of Boeing. Back in June, European governments were found to have illegally subsidized Airbus to the tune of about $20 billion, including $4 billion in aid just for the launch of the A380. At the time, Airbus spun it as a victory, saying 70% of the U.S. claims were dismissed by the WTO. The leaks from the internal memo in the Boeing case suggest the WTO will find about $3 billion in subsidies to Boeing illegal. Boeing is also pointing to a rejection of a majority of European charges. Quote, "The WTO findings against the U.S. are likely to require few changes in U.S. policies and practices," unquote. Then, drawing a comparison, Boeing adds, quote, "Playing by the rules for Airbus EADS means withdrawing their still outstanding A380 prohibited launch aid subsidy and financing the A350 on commercial terms," unquote. While details will likely be leaked over the next few days, a final official report on the issue by the WTO is not expected for 6 months to a year. The publishing by the FAA of its proposed new crew fatigue rules for airlines has started the official clock ticking on a public comment period. The Federal Register reports the 60-day public comment period closes on Monday, November 15th. Highlights include a shift in the definition of flight duty time to include operating a simulator or operating a flight training device. It increases by 1 hour to 9, the regulatory requirement for rest time, and includes additional language to make sure 8 of those hours can be spent actually sleeping, not commuting or doing other work. Pilots would have to be given at least 30 consecutive hours free from duty on a weekly basis, an increase of 25% over the current rules. While much of the rule impacts the airlines, the FAA notes, quote, "Pilots who pick up extra hours, moonlight, report to work when sick, commute irresponsibly, or simply choose not to take advantage of the required rest periods are as culpable as carriers who push the envelope," unquote. There's also a provision requiring 5 hours of fatigue training for new hires to help pilots self-assess their levels of fatigue more accurately, and 2 hours of recurrent training annually. Get more details in the text version of this story, dated September 16th, at aero-news.net. NATA, the National Air Transportation Association, said it was encouraged that the FAA would not try to lump Part 135 operators into the new proposed rules for airline crew rest. But now, after reviewing the NPRM for the airlines, NATA is concerned. In particular, the notice calls the two types of operation very similar and says 135 operators should expect, quote, "to see an NPRM addressing its operations that looks very similar to, if not exactly like, the final rule the agency anticipates issuing as part of this rulemaking initiative," unquote. NATA President James Coyne was blunt, quote, "Anyone who has any inkling of the vast array of operations that take place and geographic settings common within the Part 135 community would know better than to make this ridiculous comparison. The fact that the statement came from our aviation regulatory authority makes me question the agency's commitment to honoring the letter and spirit of rulemaking guidance that requires the FAA to consider the specific costs, benefits, and regulatory alternatives that may be appropriate for different types of operators," unquote. NATA and other stakeholders submitted their own proposal for revisions through an aviation rulemaking committee years ago, but Coyne says the committee never got a response. Quote, "I hope the FAA will not scrap a comprehensive, well-thought-out proposal that could have been implemented years ago instead of allowing it to collect dust," unquote. Up next on ANN, a Delta pilot flunks a breathalyzer test. Horizon Hobby recalls an RC receiver. And welcome aboard. Now saddle up. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 17th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada, in cooperation with Horizon Hobby, have announced a voluntary recall of Spectrum receivers used in model airplane gliders. If you have one, stop using it immediately. The receiver has a defect that could cause you to lose control even within normal operating range, creating a potential hazard as your glider falls from the sky. The affected model number is AR6250. If you have one, call Horizon Hobby to get it replaced free. The number is 877-504-0233. The race to the bottom of possible airline experiences continues. We now know what Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary was talking about when he proposed a standing section on airliners to pack planes with more people. On Tuesday, Avio Interiors, an Italian company, displayed the Skyrider at the Aircraft Interiors Expo Americas in Long Beach, California. The company claims it's comfortable and could represent, quote, a new basic class, unquote. It looks something like a standard aircraft seat back, but where the cushion would be is a sort of saddle. Your legs hang down on each side, allowing seats to be closer together. The designer says it could allow getting 40% more passengers into the same cabin space. O'Leary had talked about using the stand-up seats to offer fares as low as $6 on short flights. Delta Airlines has confirmed that its Flight 35, serving Newark via Amsterdam, was canceled Tuesday, quote, out of concern that a crew member appeared to be unfit for duty, unquote. BNO reports a 52-year-old captain from Woodbury, New Jersey, was pulled from the cockpit as he prepared to fly a transatlantic flight. Delta says, quote, local Amsterdam authorities met with the crew member to begin their investigation, and we are cooperating fully while simultaneously launching our own internal investigation, unquote. Bloomberg says authorities received an anonymous tip that the pilot was drunk and that he failed a breathalyzer test and was fined about $900 by Dutch prosecutors. Still ahead, Cessna's Caravan turboprop reaches a milestone. A Dreamliner suffers an engine surge, and a Florida airport is ready to pay its own way. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, September 17th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna delivered its 2,000th Caravan turboprop on Wednesday to Air St. Kitts Nevis for use in a DHL courier operation. The carrier operates out of multiple bases in the Caribbean and will also take delivery of another new Caravan this year. The two new Garmin G1000 equipped planes will replace two older models in the fleet. Cessna VP John Doman observes, quote, this marks not only our 2,000th delivery, but it comes in our 25th anniversary year of Caravan production, making this occasion that much more special, unquote. The single-engine turboprop Caravan is certified in 100 countries. The fleet has amassed more than 13 million flight hours. It received FAA-type certification in 1984 and marked its first customer delivery in 1985. One of Boeing's 787 test aircraft is reported to have suffered an engine surge last Friday and has been grounded pending further investigation. The surge affected only one of the engines, happened before takeoff, and Boeing says the crew was never in any danger. The company told Bloomberg it didn't know whether the Dreamliner's development schedule would be affected. A total of six delays have put the plane's debut 2 years behind the original schedule. The plane could be cleared to resume flying as soon as tomorrow. The incident happened in Roswell, New Mexico. Boeing is also developing a spacecraft called the CST-100. CST as in Crew Space Transportation. It's intended to provide a new way to shuttle crews to the International Space Station. There will be times when some seats are empty, so Boeing has signed a memo of understanding with Space Adventures to market those empty seats to space tourists. No price has been set yet. Space Adventures is the first and only company to have sent private clients to space using excess seats on Soyuz capsules servicing the International Space Station. And finally today, amid the constant barrage of news about tax increases, comes this. The St. Augustine-St. Johns County Airport Authority is scheduled to vote Monday to do away with the property tax paid by area homeowners to fund the airport. An Airport Independence Day signing ceremony is planned for Monday at 5:30 p.m. Former board members and other political dignitaries will be there. Ron Sanchez, who chairs the county commission, says, quote, "It is most refreshing to have something as unusual as the elimination of a tax to celebrate. I wouldn't miss it for the world," unquote. Wayne George, a member of the Northeast Florida Regional Airport Board of Directors, recalls, quote, "In 2004, we promised the taxpayers we would remove the authority from the tax rolls in 7 years. After much work to position ourselves so this could actually be done, we have arrived," unquote. Historians believe it's the first time ever a leap year promise to eliminate a tax has actually been kept. That's the latest from Aero News. Yeah, I know you have to think deeply about the math. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Teledyne Continental's Rhett Ross about the new TD300 diesel engine. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.